When I ran away from God, I secretly was making money for being a female escort. And that is when I met Jesus.
Real life starts now.
This is Real Life Radio Show with On Lay.
I felt alone. I felt lost. I felt scared.
Real stories.
I was so desperate in living such a dark and callous life.
Real people.
I was thinking there was no purpose for my life. There's no reason for me to be here.
Real problems.
I told my dad, if you try to take these drugs, I'm going to kill you.
One solution. God.
Hope is a person, and his name is Jesus.
And now your host, On Lay.
Hi, this is Evangelist On Lay. Welcome to the Real Life Radio Show, where we're going to talk to real people who had real problems but found answers in a real God. Lately, we've been talking about the reality and temptation of getting mad at God, and we're going to discover some of the base roots that accompany that emotion. About a third to two-thirds of Americans admitted to some time in their lives feeling angry at God. In our last show, we had Sherry Damron share with us how she grew up in a Christian home, had a horrible marriage, and something snapped. She divorced, and she was walking away from God. She just had it. She was angry at God. She was angry at how her life turned out. And then she described how she lived as a prostitute in our last show. She had a friend introduced her to the industry, and she just said, why not? It's a way to make a living. But every day, the party ended, and her life was in complete turmoil, feeling so alone, feeling so filled with shame and guilt. Until one day, she started missing God. And she's going to share with us how she met Jesus. Sherry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sherry, it is really great having you back with us again. And your story really shows us a lot about how God can be with someone who's walked so far away from Him. Tell me, how did you discover that God wasn't going to condemn you, He wasn't going to destroy you, that He actually wanted you back? Tell us about that.
The truth of the matter is I wasn't looking for Him. I was missing Him. And the reason I wasn't looking is because I thought I had crossed some sort of line or something and He wanted nothing to do with me. Inadvertently, I ended up in the same church that I had left one Sunday morning, not intending to do anything but go to the service to support a friend. That was just my thought.
Wait, you mean the church where you divorced and kind of got kicked out or something like that, right?
Yes, that's the church I was in when I divorced my husband. That's the unpardonable sin.
Yeah, though this is a church that kind of like your home church that condemned you for you. So, oh, there's Sherry kind of thing.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Oh my gosh. And you're going back for some friends. And I mean, what enticed you to even to do this?
I wouldn't have if it hadn't been the girl that I was going back to support. Her husband had gotten saved. And this is the little girl that used to lay on the floor to keep my husband off of me. She'd put me on the couch and she protected me as a child. So I was very close to her. She meant so much to me. So, of course, when she asked me to go because she didn't want to go to church alone, I told her that I would go. Now, my parents go to that church. And I had not been in a church in 10 years at all.
And your parents don't even know that you've been through?
No.
Oh, gosh.
I never told anybody that I was living in an abusive marriage. Nobody knew that because I am supposed to be silent. And that's just what I thought. I wasn't supposed to say anything.
So you're going back. What happened?
I went back and my dad saw me, of course, when I walked in the door because he's the song leader, called me up to the piano and he said, my daughter is here today. We're going to ask her to sing. And this is the truth. I mean, I can't make this stuff up. I'm walking down the aisle thinking to myself, I ain't sung a Christian song in 10 years and Whiskey Bent and Hellbound is not going to go over very well in this Pentecostal church.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm trying to figure out what to sing. I sat down at the piano and I began to sing a song that I've just released called Hello Mama. And as I began to sing it, I felt the Lord. I felt God. I felt the Holy Spirit just envelop me. He was loving me, but I still just kept singing. I paid it no attention. I looked in the altar and 8 of my friends were in the altar praying to Christ. It immediately spoke to me and said, God is still on me.
Wow.
Because the Bible said, no man comes to the Father lest he be drawn. So I knew that God had to still be on me. And I just fell in love with Him. And I fell down at the altar and I said, God, if you can use trash, here I am. And He said, I'll make trash treasure. That's just how it happened.
Oh my gosh. So He's speaking back to you.
Mm-hmm.
After all these years, you haven't talked to Him. And it's that one moment that He's talking to you now. That's incredible. Would you say this was the moment you truly got saved? Like you truly
Oh, yeah.
Received the forgiveness of your sins? How did that feel to know that he looked past your sins and forgave you?
It felt amazing because, see, before when I was in church, I felt like I deserved God's forgiveness because I didn't do anything wrong. I was still a Miss Church girl. But now, all of a sudden, I knew that I didn't deserve his forgiveness, yet he loved me anyway. And it changed my whole perceptive. All of a sudden, I knew God wasn't mad at me. He was not a mean God. David said, though I make my bed in hell, God, you're still there. And I got it. His thoughts towards me are that of good and not of evil. And it just hit me. He not only accepted me, but he also said, I'll make something out of you.
Now, how did you overcome the shame and the guilt? No one there knew that you were living a secret life as a prostitute, even in that moment. How did you, first of all, walk away from that lifestyle? And then how did you regain the feelings of value from this newfound faith?
It took a bit for the regaining self-worth. Mm-hmm. And the only way was to keep myself in the Word of God. And I would write down scriptures, just like the one I just said, his thoughts towards me are that of good and not of evil. I would write them down. So when I would be angry with myself and call myself, just like now in our hometown, I can walk in Walmart and people will say, there goes the preaching prostitute.
Oh my gosh.
And that used to bother me. It bothered me very much. It doesn't anymore because I'm not that girl. I'm a whole new creature.
Amen.
He doesn't just patch us. He made us a whole new creature on that day. Some things do come in a process from getting from that lifestyle and that deep to walking in the things of God. Some things are a process. For me, when I got home, I threw away everything I had. I blocked all the numbers. Just the way that I switched and flipped on God, I switched and flipped on the enemy.
So that was a moment where you're like, I'm done with the prostitution. Sorry, guys. I'm out of here. I'm going back home.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible. How did coming to know Christ truly resolve all that anger towards God you felt from before? It sounds like an obvious question, but I just really want to get into the nitty-gritty for someone who's listening and saying, this is where I'm at. Tell us a little bit more about that.
The love of God became liquid to me. All of a sudden, his love was like liquid gold. It was like he took the top of my head off and just poured this warm, soothing liquid into my body. And every atom and every cell of my body experienced the love of God. That's the only way to describe it, is to understand his love. And I just did. I got it. Just all of a sudden, I got it.
Wow. And I'm seeing that, but you never experienced that before. So before, though you were a right-standing, good Christian person, you never experienced anything like this before. Is that right?
I don't think so. I've always been a servant. I loved to serve the men and women of God. They always stayed with us, and we were always on the mission field and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I would carry their Bibles, and I would carry their water and things like that. And when I would, in those moments when I was serving, there was something that I was experiencing. I didn't know what it was, but I know now I was experiencing the love of God by serving his people.
Hmm.
I just didn't grasp it. All of a sudden, the night that I got saved in the church, I really think that it's because I realized how evil and vile and ugly that I was.
Oh.
But someone who is a king, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, loved me enough to take the time to stop spinning whirls and touch me. That's amazing.
Oh. What about all the emotional pain you felt from before your first marriage? Did Jesus heal those emotional scars?
He did.
He did.
Over time.
Over time. So this was a process through reading the Word of God and going through these things. So then there was, in a sense, a restoration that you had with your parents.
Yes.
That's amazing. Sherry, this is truly incredible because I'll tell you what, I bet there's someone right now who's listening and they're saying, God can't take me back, but your story says something different. Your story says that no matter how far you've gone, it's not over yet. So Sherry, thank you so much for sharing your precious heart with us. And I understand you're in ministry today. You preach the gospel and you're doing the works of God. Incredibly, truly redeemed. I mean, this is years ago. How long ago is this, Sherry?
I came back to the Lord in 2002.
Okay, so we're talking about a lot of years here at this point. Sherry, thanks so much for telling us your inspiring story. I know there's so many who are touched, and I want to thank you for all the ministry you do today as a minister and a woman of God. Thanks so much again for joining us.
Thank you, sir. It's been an honor.
Don't go anywhere. Let's break this down more right after the short break.
Did you know that Evangelist Onlay also travels around the world speaking at gospel events? Yeah. Go to www.therealliferadioshow.com to learn more about us and what we are doing to impact the world and reach the next generation. Also, you gotta check out our YouTube channel, where Onlay explores different parts of the world and God's wonders, sharing insights and reaching people in different countries. Let's explore the wonders of the world together. You don't want to miss out on this one.
Real Life Radio is a ministry of Awakening the Nations, a 501c3 nonprofit organization that depends on your donations. If you would like to find out more about us or to make a tax-deductible donation, please visit our website at www.therealliferadioshow.com. That's www.therealliferadioshow.com. Please help us to expand the reach of these shows. We couldn't do it without you. More Real Life starts now.
Welcome back to the show. We're going to go deeper into what you just heard. So what do you think about this? Sherry's story demonstrates the potential destruction of living a life being really mad at God. Running away and just doing one's own way sounds free, right? But it leaves someone in a life full of entanglements, like being caught in a spider's web. And when she started feeling the effects of being entangled like that, she remembered that God loved her. She had to repent of her sins, though, to break free. You know, for the first time, she walked into a real, genuine relationship with God the Father. What we can learn about this is that this is a picture of the gospel. No matter how far we think we can run, no matter how opposite the way we go, God loves us. He wants us to turn back to Him. You know, this reminds me of the prodigal son in the Bible. He left his father, took his inheritance, he wasted it upon lavish living. And when he had nothing, he was caught in the snares of poverty, he turned back to his father. You know, his father's response? His father didn't shame him, didn't yell at him. His father just loved him, took him back, reinstated him, was reconciled to him. Does God really feel that way about us? And how, even if we've deliberately turned away from Him? Listen to the heart of God, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18 through 20. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ, be reconciled to God. Beloved, if you're far away from God, I implore you myself, be reconciled to God. He's waiting for you now. You can turn to Him, Lord Jesus. For the person who's saying, that's me, we turn to you now, Lord Jesus. We repent from our sins. Our life is entangled in sins. And we want a new chance, God. We want to come and truly know you, Lord. But we receive that pure relationship with you. Make us new, God. Make us born again. We ask for this in Jesus' mighty name. I hope you're blessed by this testimony, and I know that your life was touched.
You can shop online at www.therealliferadioshow.com and click on our merch page. Shop clothes, mugs, backpacks, and more. See you next time.